Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed, treating medical report patient. His first name is Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, last name is Abbasi, A-B-B-A-S-I. Date of birth is 10-15-1979, field examination date is 0818-2025, next line. Chief complaint, colon, patient came today for annual physical exam. The next line, subject to colon, patient said that his blood sugar has been stable and he's on low carb diet, trying to lose weight here. Next line, your system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling, calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or severe back or snoring pain. Next line. Past medical history. Significant for hypertension. He's on Lisinopril 2.5 milligram tablet once a day along with low salt diet. The next one patient has no diabetes and he's on metformin 100 milligram tablet, two tablets in the morning, one in the evening, along with low carb diet. The next one patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on rosuvastatin 5 milligram tablet once a day along with low fat diet. The next line. Allergies are none. The next line. Physical history. None recently. The next line, family history. Father had diabetes and passed away. Mother has diabetes in her life here. Next line, 200 kilos of youth. The next line, social history. This is married, lives with his wife and three children here. Patient works for Amazon. The next line, smoking habits is 3 or 4 cigarettes a day. Alcohol use, none. The next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is on a remarkable key. Next line, acceptable without any thyroid enlargement or nuclear enlargement. The next line, heart examination has novel heart muscle without any murmurs. The next line, lungs are clear, bile artery without any easing. The next line, abdomen is obese, slightly. Acromegaly, period, bowel symptoms are active. The next line. Extremities has no captain in edema, tremors. The next line. Neurological examination is intact. The patient is able to ambulate without any assistance here. Next patient. Leon, L-E-A-O-N, last name, Kamchi, K-A-M-C-H-E-E. Date of birth is 07-23-1951, period examination date is 08-18-2025. Your next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. Patient came today as a follow-up after a laboratory test. The next line, subject to colon. Patient had a passing laboratory test and his glucose was slightly elevated. Patient advised on low-carb diet and to start stretching exercises. The next line, review of system colon. Patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling, or calf swelling. The next line, object of colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any easing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. The next line, extremities are unremarkable. Period. Next patient is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, last M-Y-N, M-E-Y-E-R-S. Date of birth is 11-14-1972. Period examination date is 08-18-2025. The next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of right shoulder pain. The next line, subject to colon, patient said that right shoulder pain has improved significantly. She has undergone physical therapy and she has a follow-up for orthopedic correction. Patient has a follow-up appointment with orthopedic specialist. Here, next line, patient is able to do the daily chores without any trouble. Here, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling. Here, next line, objective colon. heart examination has now and heart sounds without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear, bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. The next line, low extremities are unremarkable. The next line, right shoulder examination is also prominent. Clavicular. Joint. Without any tenderness and range of movement is unremarkable. Your hand grips are with a normal limit speed. Next patient. Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-E. Correction, D-A-R-L-E-N-E. Last name is A-N-U-S-E-W-I-C-Z. Date of birth is 10/24/1949. Your examination date 08/18/2025. Your next line chief complaint colon. Patient came today with the redness of the left leg, comma. Frequent fault and alcohol use. Your next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that she has noticed redness on the left leg. It is not painful, but there is a whole scab, slight redness. There is no significant tenderness. However, there is minimal discharge. There is no pus. Period. Next line. Patient has been falling down but did not hit her head any time, and she hold herself. Period. Patient's face is with her husband. She has some help available at home regarding her daily chores. Period. Next line, patient stated that she has been drinking 1 pint of correction, big glass of wine every day, and advise the patient to stop drinking. Period. Next line. Review of system colon. Patient denied severe headache, comma, delusion, comma, head injury, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Past medical history significant for osteoporosis, and she is on alendronate 70 milligram tablet once a week. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of upper cholesterolemia, and she is on atorvastatin 20 milligram once a day, along with low-fat diet. Your next line, patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine 88 microgram once a day. The patient also has a history of taking amitriptyline 50 milligram per month daily. Period. Next line. Also, the past patient had a burr hose on the scalp due to blood clot, similar to an accident. Here, next line. Social history patient. His visitor. Husband. And she has quit smoking. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan, and she has multiple problems and seems to have significant problem falling down, which is related to alcohol abuse. The patient is advised to go to the emergency room for full evaluation, for which patient agreed and notified her husband. Correction, and husband is notified about the situation and he agrees with the treatment plan. Weird. Next patient.
Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L, last name Hussain, H-U-S-A-I-N.
Date of birth is 12-03-1949. Peer examination date is 08-18-2025. Your next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of leg swelling. Peer next line, subject to colon, patient say that leg swelling comes on and off when he sits with the legs down. Otherwise, he has no problem and there was no redness of the legs. Patient has a history of pleural edema. The next line, trivia of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling, or correction, denied. Any calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or snoring, period, next line. That's medical history. It's significant for hypertension and he's on an allopurinol 10 milligram tablet, two tablets twice a day. Come on, furosemide 20 milligram tablet once a day as needed. Come on, metoprolol 25 milligram tablet, one tablet. Along with low salt diet, period, next line. Patient has history of diabetes and he's on glipizide, 2.5 milligram tablet, one tablet daily. If that fasting blood sugar is more than 125 milligram per DL, period. Metformin, 1000 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day. And Rybalsus, 14 milligram tablet once a day along with low carb diet, period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on rosuvastatin, 10 milligram tablet once a day, along with low fat diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of prostatic hypertrophy and is on tamsulosin, 0.4 milligram tablet once a day. Period. Next line. Allergies. It's penicillin, moderate rashes. Otherwise, most significant. Period. Next line. Past physical history. None. Period. Next line. Family history. Mother had myocardial infarction and passed away. The father had stroke and passed away. Period. Next line. Fluent care is reviewed and discussed. Period. Next line. Social history. Patient's married. Lives with his wife. Period. Patient currently retired. And he does walking every day. Period. Patient advised to increase. Correction. Patient advised to start stretching exercises. Period. Patient never smokes cigarettes or drank alcohol. No history of illicit drug use. Period. Next line. Obstructive colon. Heart examination has correction. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is obese genital and bowel sounds are active. Your next line. Patient refused rectal examination. Your next line. Extremities have no cap and there's edema or tremors. Your next line. Urological examination is intact. Correction. Extremities have no cap and there's capsule impaired. There's a trace of fetal edema. Your next line. Neurological examination is intact. And patient is ambulatory with cane. Period. Next line, I had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan and all these questions are answered to his satisfaction and verbal actual understanding. Period. Next patient, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, last name uses H-U-G-H-E-S. Date of birth is 07-17-1960. Period examination date is 08-18-2025. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. Final physical exam, also complaining of right-sided rib pain. And follow-up for cerebral aneurysm and smoking. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she has noticed the pain in the right side of the ribs, especially upon coughing on and off without any sputum production. No history of falling down. Period. Next line. Patient is a smoker and she is trying to reduce and quit smoking. Period. Next line. Review of system colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma. Chest pain, comma. Shortness of breath, comma. Nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma. Focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, severe back pain or snoring. Here, next line. Next medical history is significant for hypercholesterolemia and she is on atorvastatin 40 milligrams once a day, along with low-fat diet. The next one patient has a history of hypertension and she is on lisinopril 2.5 milligram tablet once a day. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for cerebral aneurysm without any residual weakness. Period. Next line. Prevalent to care is reviewed. The next line. Social history patient single. She smokes one pack of cigarettes per day. Patient is trying to quit it. Here, patient otherwise is very active. No history of alcohol use. Here, next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Here, next line. Correction. HEENT examination reveals minimal serum in right here without any bleeding. Here, next line. Neck is supple without any rigidity or thyroid enlargement. Here, next one. Heart examination. Normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line. Lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line. Abdomen is soft. Without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Here, next line. Extremities have no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line. Neurological examination is intact. And patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Here. Next line. Has a long discussion with patient regarding smoking cessation and she's going to be referred to smoking cessation program. Period. Next patient is AZAM, last name early ALI. Date of birth is 01-01-1968. Period examination date is 08-18-2025. Your next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today as a follow after GI consultation. Your next time subject to colon patient was seen by gastroenterologist and his records were reviewed. Patient has less burping now. And patient is advised to keep the appointment with the GI for more further testing. For your next time. your system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, vomiting, comma, constipation, comma, weakness of the upper lower extremities, give next line. Social history patient, correction. Patient is on pantoprazole, 40 milligram once a day. See the next line. Objective colon. Neck is supposed without any thyroid enlargement. The next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. See the next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any bleeding. See the next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness and bowel bones are active. See the next line. Extremities are within normal limits. Period. Next question. Manjit, M-A-N-J-I-T, last name, Kaur, K-A-U-R. Date of birth is 08-17-1955. The examination date is 08-18-2025. The next line, subject of colon patient. Came today after cardiac stress test. The next line, subject of colon. The results of the stress is reviewed with the patient. And she has poor exercise capacity. The patient is advised on to start stretching exercises and bike exercise period. Next time, review your system, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling period. Next line, objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement period. Next line, heart examination. There's novel heart sounds without any murmur period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any breathing. Next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness. And also the active period, next line, extremities has no period, edema period. Next patient is Asim, K-S-I-M, last name Qureshi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Date of birth is 01-01-1968. Examination date is 08-18-2025 period. Correction date of birth is 01-01-1968. Your examination date is 08-18-2025. Your next line, chief complaint colon. Patient came today after laboratory test. Your next line, subjective colon. Patient had fasting blood chemistry and his sugar was borderline high. Patient advice on low-carb diet and to start cardiac exercises period. Next line, review your system, colon. Patient denied dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, weight gain period. Next line. Patient has a family history of diabetes, both parents have it, period, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, period, next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur, period, next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement, period, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any breathing, period, next line. Extremities has no care of tenderness, edema, or tremors, period. Next patient is Usha, USHA, last name Panchal, P-A-N-C-H-A-L. Date of birth is 06-20-1963. Date of birth is 08-18-2025. Next line, chief complaint colon. Patient came today. The chief complaint of high fasting blood glucose, comma. Stretching feeling of the scar tissue on the chest, comma. Lots of sleep. And occasional burning urination. Next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with her son, stating that her fasting blood glucose ranging from 150 to 180 milligram per day. And patient is on low carb diet period. Next line, patient has open heart surgery and the surgical scar on the chest. Has a feeling of stretching and sometimes it is painful. Next line. The patient has a surgical wound which has scar tissue. One of it is not healed completely, but there is no discharge after redness period. Next line, patient says that she has loss of sleep since the heart surgery, but she tries to take rest as much as possible. Patient does not drink any caffeine. Okay, next line, patient has burning urination sometimes. And she had urinary tract infection 2 weeks ago, was treated with antibiotics. Now the symptoms is less, but once in a while, the patient is on Jardiance. Since then, she has urinary symptoms. Next line. Review of system colon. Patient denied. Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, double vision, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, severe back pain. Next line. That's medical history. It's significant for open heart surgery with poor vessel disease. Next line. Patient has a history of hypertension and she is on carbidolol, 3.125 milligram tablet, one tablet, twice a day. Comma, aspirin, 18 milligram once a day, comma. Entresto, 25, correction 24-26 milligram, one tablet, twice a day, along with low salt diet. Next line. Which has a history of diabetes and she is on Jardiance 25 milligram tablet once a day, comma, glipizide 10 milligram tablet, 2 tablets in the morning and 2 in the night, comma, metformin 1000 milligram tablet, 1 tablet twice a day, along with the low carb diet. Next line. Which has a history of about cholesterolemia and she is on rosuvastatin 40 milligram tablet once a day along with low carb diet. Here, next line. Social history patient lives with her husband and son. Period. She's not working. She's not working now. Period. Next line, the patient never had smoking habits or alcohol use. Otherwise, she was very active. Here, next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Here, next line, heart examination. Has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear. Bilateral without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is soft, slightly obese without any tenderness. Here, next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. The next line, neurological examination is intact. The patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Okay, next line. Skin examination reveals scar tissue on the surgical wound. Has minimal pain. There is no discharge. It is consistent with keloid. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with the patient and her son, and all the questions are answered with a satisfaction and verbalized for understanding period. Next patient. Abdul ABDUL, last time Majid, MAJEED, date of birth is 0509, 1945 period examination date, 08-18-2025 period, next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. The chief complaint of right leg swelling period, next line, subject to colon, patient had venous ultrasound test. It was it showed vein reflux causing swelling on the feet, and had a long discussion with the patient regarding the test results. Okay, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma. Tremors, period, next line. Objective colon, heart examination, says normal heart sound without any murmur. The next line, neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement. Raise JVP, period, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period, next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness, period, next line. Lower extremities has no calf swelling or tenderness, however, veins are present in the right leg. Period. Next question. Mumtaz, MUMTAZ, last name Ahmed, AHMED, date of birth is 12/25/1946, period examination date is 08/18/2025, period, next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. With the chief complaint of low back pain, comma, pain in both the lower extremities, comma, neck pain, and burning sensation in the feet, period, next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that he has these symptoms on and off, so burning sensation in the feet. He has seen the endocrinologist, and the sugars are in fasting state less than 140 milligram per DL. Here, next line. The neck pain is mostly due to stiffness, and he has undergone extensive physical therapy. Now the pain is in upper extremities and the neck, and the pain level is 5 or 6 upon exertion, and it is less upon resting. Here, next line. Patient also complain of low back pain, and low back pain level is 5 or 6 upon exertion, and it is less upon resting. There is sometimes radiation of pain. Both buttocks, and this works upon exertion to the extent that patient has to sit down. Next line. Patient has also seen neurologist and has been on Lyrica, 100 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. comma, headache comma, delusion comma, ear pain comma, swallowing difficulty comma, chest pain comma, shortness of breath comma, nausea comma, vomiting comma, change in the bowel habits or stool color comma, urinary incontinence comma, leg swelling or calf swelling comma, your next line. That's medical history. It's significant for hypercholesterolemia, and he's on atorvastatin 80 mg once a day, along with low fat diet. The next patient has a history of diabetes, and he's on levomir insulin 22 units, subcutaneous injection twice a day. Insulin, 14 units, subcutaneous injection at each meal time. The patient is on metformin 500 milligram tablet once a day, along with the low carb diet period. Next patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and he's on levothyroxine 88 microgram once a day. Your next patient has a history of gastritis, and he's on pentaprazole 40 milligram tablet once a day, along with a bland diet. Your next patient has poor memory, and he's on memantin 10 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day by a neurologist. Your patient has a history of glaucoma, and he's on brimonidine 0.1% eye drops. Here, next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or raised JVP. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. The next line, extremities have no calf tenderness or field edema. The next line, neurological examination. Reveals tingling sensation for the feet, and this is able to ambulate with a cane. Here, next line. The musculoskeletal examination reveals reduce the movement of the cervical spine. It is chronic in nature. Here, next line. The movement of the lumbar spine, especially forward flexion, is painful at 45 degrees. Here, next line. I had a long discussion with the patient regarding the treatment plan. And his MRI of the lumbar spine and cervical spine was reviewed with the patient. And he has narrow spinal cushion, has a narrowing of the or correction, has a stenosis of the lumbar spine, correction, stenosis of the spinal canal, period. End of dictation.